vitamin D, some recent study that a dose of midday sun can be good for you. There's a whole vitamin D research push on that shows that most people's blood levels of vitamin D are low. Doctors are prescribing huge, horrendous amounts of it, like 50,000 units of the synthetic variety. So that's causing some problems. And alternative medicine doctors are prescribing vitamin D3 and trying to manipulate the blood results. But I'd like to engage Ion a little bit in this and find out what non-physical thinks about vitamin D and how people can best get it.
Sunshine, 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 sunshine. Get naked and get out in the sunshine. You don't have to do it all day, every day, but get you some sunshine.
And the ozone layer is not a problem anymore.
Remember that was supposed to do you in, and then Y2K was supposed to get you, and that didn't do you in, and getting ready for 2012, and that didn't do you in yet. So, hey, might as well get you those sunshine. And another thing that's really, really great, if you're sensitive to it, you can get almost as much good from the moon light. We didn't say moonshine because with our audience, that's a different party topic altogether. But the light of the moon will also give you great effects as well.
So rather than taking any form of oral supplement.
Except that it's naturally contained in sewage.
Oh, yes, of course. What's happened in the past couple of decades is everybody's been slathering themselves with sun repellents, with sunscreens. Yeah. So basically get out in the sun. And there's another whole section of people that are avoiding it because they don't want to get wrinkly faces. But I just tell them, okay, cover up your face, and there's still plenty of skin from the neck down.
I thought that's what the botulism was for, when they inject the botulism in to take care of them wrinkles.
They're doing that too. They definitely are. So get out in the sun.
Well,
folks.
That's the Botox. That's what they call it. It's just the botulism. So,
yes.
All right.
Yes. So it's 20, 30 minutes of sun a day on as much skin as you can expose legally and safely.
Legally. Yeah, legally.
Well, Carol, what about those that can't get the sun?
Yes, Ion. What about sun lamps and all that sort of nonsense?
You said it right. Nonsense. Where on the planet do you not get the sun? Are you in a cave? If you've been evicted from your home and you're living in a cave, you're not going to be tested for your vitamin D levels by your local physician. So you're probably not going to notice that. So it's okay.
A lot of people work in offices and then they end up staying indoors for their lunch break and that. So surprising. In the office life, you don't get out.
Oh, they get radiation from their looky box.
So, yeah, get out at lunchtime. You can get vitamin D from midday winter sun as well.
Yeah, I remember Australia was especially vulnerable to the ozone hole. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You don't tell people going to Australia to worry about that anymore?
Well, I said 20, 30 minutes. And if you go at the hours that aren't peak burning, if your skin starts to burn a little and get red, then get out of it or wrap up, cover up.
But you still believe the ozone layer is thin and would affect people on prolonged exposure?
Well, you know what? Individually, like I said, if your skin starts getting red and burning, then you're getting overexposed and you just quit it.
And if that's happening, that's okay too, because then all that does is set your dermis into work and that skin peels off and you get brand new skin. So if you want fresh, good skin, just bake what you got you don't want off. Everybody's got eczema and all these other kind of things. Burn it all. There you go. And get shit of it.
You're saying there's no cause for the worry that
there's no cause for worry about anything, because what's end up happening is people end up worrying about not having something to worry about.
In my life, I live a rough life, you know, there on the edge, leading edge creation. What happens if I get bitten by a rattlesnake? What would you suggest?
What would you suggest? Bite it back.
Okay, not likely. You got a backup policy?
Bite your own self. If you get a snake bite, you're supposed to suck out the poison.
Suck the poison out of it. Or embrace the poison and know you've come into your place of power and go, hey, Carolyn, this is going to be like that white sugar in J.W.'s wife's brownies. Pure poison. Let's feel it oozing through my veins. Oh, this is so wonderful. With some little cow butter in there. It's all great. It's all relative. The problem of what would kill you from a rattlesnake bite is not the poison. It's the excitement of your heart and the adrenals that are increased as your body's assimilating that poison. It ends you into this swelling inflammation, have to cut it off already anyway.
So if you get extremely worried when any sort of injury happens to you, you worsen things. What I do when I slam myself or whatever is you go back to the original impact and you just sort of kind of make peace with the impact and say, okay, you gave it to me, take it back. And it's amazing how much that works. Of course, then I also use Arnica and that also helps.
And now in the old school and the snake handling churches and the original early Church of God realm, you could go to the snake handling churches and they'd get them rattlesnakes and they'd get in the spirit and they'd dance with them rattlesnakes. And if them rattlesnakes bit them, it wouldn't have any effect on them, because once you come into your place of power, you can drink straight cyanide, lots of it, and it'll be no different than popping an aspirin.
Well, what if I got bitten by a snake where the poison activates pretty fast? Is there any way to stop that?
You stop it before the snake bites you. The only way you're going to get snake bit is to embrace it. So it's no problem. It's no problem. But you'll know that in advance, and that snake is more upset with you than you would be with it as far as it trying to bite you. It's when you see a snake just going to go try to jump on the top of his head, or he's likely going to bite you. But if you're aware, then that snake's not going to bite you in the first place. Don't draw them. And if you have a fear of snakes, leave it alone, because they will find you. Your power, your energy will draw them to you.
This is what the Indian monks know in, like, the Vedic cultures in India, where these guys are hanging out with snakes, and they have no problem with it, and they never get bitten, and they're not even afraid if they get bitten, because they know they can handle it.
Perfectly, yes. It's
right.
No problem.
So to reiterate, Carolyn, what was your story about vitamin D?
There's a lot of research showing that people are dying for the need of it, need, and have to take it to be healed. Both words that ION advises us to put aside. So all the research is telling people, oh, you're very low in vitamin D, you're going to die, so you need it. So people are taking it willy-nilly, not knowing why they're taking it. And some it helps who maybe embrace it and believe in it, and some it doesn't help. So now the research is a little bit up in the air. People don't know what to do.
Well, imagine that.
Right. It's like so many things in medicine, alternative medicine as well. Everybody gets all excited about something. People start embracing it. Other people say, no, that's not true. And then it all falls apart, because then nobody can agree on 100% on what's really going on. So
100% only includes in you. Because
yeah.
If you're the only one voting and you're the 100%, then it does work. So everybody, if you've got issues with sugar, leave it alone, because it'll hurt you. If you don't, then enjoy it and embrace it. That's if the doctor says, have a glass of red wine, it's good. Then the next week, have a glass of wine, and it'll kill you. Well, which is it, Dr. Kevorkian or Aunt Jemima? Which is it? Let us know. So they keep waxing and waning. So the individual human is the best evidence out there for individuals having their place of power, because that's the same medicines that help some folks that heal other folks right into the guff. And if you want to take care of this kneading and healing business, take you some rattlesnakes and tie them to a Louisville slugger in the sunshine of the midday sun and beat yourself in the head, and you will heal, and you will have the notion of your power as the venom flows through your body, and you won't die of vitamin D deficiency because you'll lay down in the sunshine. It's a perfect world.
So to translate, what you're saying is that it's up to you. You can listen
right.
to the pros and cons of any discussion, but in the end, it's up to you.
Wind blows. Some people look forward to it. Others people find it very destructive.
Whatever choice you make, you can't fail.
and it's like laundry, you never get it done. Okay, that was fun. Can we go to the beach now?